How tough is the turnaround going from Sunday to Thursday?
I think it's pretty tough because, you know, guys, you know, on both sides, no matter who's playing on Thursday night game, you know, you might be banged up, you know, from weeks ago, and you're still fighting like myself. And it's tough because, you know, it's a quick turnaround, you know, and your best friend is, you know, days off and extra days. So I think that's a big factor. But I think that's part of the game, I guess.
Do you think is there a mental difficulty to it as well, trying to get yourself where you need to be from a mental standpoint in only 4 days?
I don't know. This is my first Thursday as a receiver, so I'm just going to take it in stride and just do extra studying. And obviously, you don't have the days to study like you do normally, but we'll see. I'll be able to tell you after the game because, you know, it's my first time really as a receiver, so I think I'll be fine, though. You should be fine if you study enough.
Are they different at all from when you saw them in the second week of the season?
I think their front seven is very good. You know, they've been getting after the quarterback pretty good, and you know, dominating from that standpoint, and it's really helping their back end. But that's why it's a team sport, you know. And but at the end of the day, it's gonna come down to, you know, what we do. You know, we control it ultimately. So it's how prepared are we, and how detailed are we in the game, and do we give ourselves a chance to win? And that's really what it comes down to, I think, when you're about to play a game.
What's Eric Weddle doing right this year? Safety.
I don't know. I don't get too detailed into that. But obviously, he's helped them. I played against him several years I played for the Raiders, so he's obviously a great player. He led the league 1 year in interceptions, and he's still, you know, in the passing game helping out a lot. So I could definitely say that about him.
How do you feel about playing prime time? It'll be the only game everybody will be watching in the league. Your first prime time game as wide receiver.
It's another opportunity. You know, it's just another opportunity. It's just when the lights come on, you know, it should be like every game. You know, obviously we don't play it with the lights on all the time, but it's another game, and we got to bring it, you know, just how you bring it every game. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm very excited, and I look forward to playing Thursday.
Are you guys a much better offense than kind of been showing lately?
I think that a lot of stuff affected that. You know, we lost Cam, our starting center. You know, we were driving down the field. I know everyone was probably like, that's how we start a lot. We start pretty fast. And, you know, when we lost Cam, I think that made a big deal, you know, because some guys weren't getting reps on the right side like they were normally in a week. And it was Cam getting the reps, and then we had to move John to center. And that's how fast you get jacked up, you know. So I know Cam's mad at himself for getting kicked out, and it kind of messes up the game plan, you know, because then if you can't protect the quarterback, it's hard.
What's your advice to him?
I mean, you talk about all the time how heated it gets out there, so I know it's
advice to who?
To Cam.
I don't have no advice. Because at the heat of the moment, you know, at the end of the day, no one knows how you're going to react until you're in another man's shoes. So we can ask Mary, you know. Mary, if you were playing, if you got jumped on like Cam, what would you do? You know, she might be feisty. So I don't know. You never know until it happens. So I can't sit here and say he was wrong. I can't sit here and say, obviously, it's wrong because you got kicked out and we missed him. But I can't judge another man and give him advice on, you know, what occurred to him. You know, he got hot, and I don't know what it was. Something pressed his button, and whether it was right or wrong, I can't really – I can't do that to my teammate.
Long ball, I mean, it just – for whatever reason, it just kind of hasn't been there that much.
Mm-hmm.
Does he have the arm to do that? And if so, kind of why
is it? This past game, I put the blame on myself, the one in the end zone, because I did have the guy beat, but I rushed the route. I, you know, I in practice, we were talking about selling it a little more so the quarterback could have time. And then I think when I got on top of the guy so fast, I had him by about this. So I was running pretty hard, fast. And then he kind of short-armed it because he was trying to get it up too quick. So I think stuff like that. And sometimes, you know, it's just not the experience. You know, he might not have the experience because you got the D-line coming at you, you know, and you're trying to hold another guy so you could throw that. So he may have just he pulled the trigger a little short. And stuff like that happens. So that's kind of my fault because I kind of put him in that situation where, you know, he had to throw it a little early. But you are right. I mean, we gotta be able to connect deep. We got to be able to scare guys deep. We got guys that can run, you know, myself and Corey. So we do got to make it happen.
Trill, all you've done is talk about winning since week one.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you obviously haven't been able to break through as a team, how do you deal with that person?
How do I deal with what?
Deal with that person. The fact that you're still winless as late as
I think it's tough because every, like I told you guys before, you know, like week three, four, five, whatever. It's like every week you come in, you know, you want to give that urgency and give that the thought of, you know, we have a chance to win. But it's like we're not winning. But at the same time, you still have to have that focus because, you know, like anything, you know, no matter what, if you don't believe, you know, no one else is going to believe. So I think, you know, even walking to the Dallas game, I said, you're ready for an upset. I was joking with my friend, like, man, maybe I should stop saying that stuff. Maybe I'm jinxing this, man, or something. But, you know, I just know how hard my teammates work and myself. And at some point, you know, we got to put it together, put a full game together and come to play. And it could be this week, short week, both teams. So it's going to come down to details, you know, and who's detailed and who takes care of the ball, who makes the plays when they're there. And I believe we always have a chance. We just got to just come ready to play, you know, and be detailed as possible and play together. And we all have to believe, too. That's the number one thing. And, I always believe we have a chance, though.
Time for two more guys. Dez
Brown, you saw him. Dez said he feels like you shocked the world and he's, you know, amazed at the transition that you've been able to make.
Yeah, it was great words, you know, for him to say, you know, he's an elite receiver, you know, and putting me inside, you know, a class with him, you know, that's spectacular. Anytime, you know, you play the game to make plays like guys like him, you know, and it's I can't really say enough because I had a lot of great things to say about him before the game, and I always will, and I think he's a phenomenal player, and for him to say something like that about me, it's just. It's a blessing. It really is. And but I'm gonna continue to keep on working hard and bettering myself, and hopefully that helps the team be better. And that's something I'm looking forward to.
Did he say anything to you, before the game, after the game, or anything like that?
We didn't have a time to chat. But I was when I came out, it was a little late, so I think he wasn't outside, and then or warm up. So I really don't want to talk and be friends with anybody right then and there. So and obviously I didn't talk to anybody after the game. I ran in the tunnel, so. I'll catch him though. I catch him every year in the off season. We'll chat.